Walk down the aisle, make a pilgrimage. New Church has 14 first-class relics, stones from the Holy Land, by Anna Harvey, Catholic Herald staff writer. After 14 years of planning, fundraising, and eventually building, St. Ambrose Church in Annandale opened the doors to its new church July 15th. More than 800 parishioners and guests attended the massive dedication celebrated by Bishop Michael F. Burbage and concelebrated by Bishop Emeritus Paul S. Laverty and dozens of priests from inside and outside the Arlington Diocese. Two pews were reserved for founding parishioners who have worshipped at the church since 1968. In his homily, Bishop Burbage thanked Father Andrew J. Fisher, pastor, for his years of loyal service to the parish and remarked on the beauty of the new church. "We have every reason to rejoice as we dedicate this new church, and as you look upon its beauty and sacredness, we can easily say, 'How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty God,'" he said. "Since St. Ambrose is well known for its community outreach," the bishop added, "today, dear friends, provides you with a wonderful opportunity to renew your commitment to bring the compassion and the healing love of Jesus to our brothers and sisters, and especially those suffering physically, spiritually, and emotionally." As part of the dedication, Bishop Burbage sprinkled the church and the congregation with holy water. While the choir chanted the Litany of Saints, Bishop Burbage deposited 14 first-class relics of saints into the altar. Each relic was presented by a parishioner who had a special relationship with that saint, either as a confirmation saint or as a patron saint. Bishop Burbage anointed the altar and the walls with sacred chrism. Father Fisher and Deacon Ted Devlin processed around the church, blessing the walls and worshipers with incense. Several parishioners then cleaned the altar and vested it with linens, after which Deacon Devlin lit the altar candles. Several priests then lit the consecration candles that marked the places of anointment on the walls, including Father Fisher, Father Joseph M. Rampino, priest in residence at Blessed Sacrament Church in Alexandria, Father Sonny Joseph, priest in residence at St. Timothy Church in Chantilly, and newly ordained Father Michael T. Nugent, parochial vicar of St. Ambrose. "I'm new to this odyssey that this community has been on," Father Nugent said. "It's a reflection. It's an echo of the tenacity and the perseverance and the faith of the people of this community. It's been tremendously edifying to my faith and really inspiring." Father Fisher has been pastor since 2009 and ever since has labored to build a new church. With a broken heating and cooling system, poor lighting, and no narthex, among other problems, the old 1977 church was cost prohibitive to renovate. Instead, the parish council decided to level the old church and build a new one. The nearly $10 million project was supported by three capital campaigns over the years. Bishop Burbage broke ground for the new church December 11, 2021. While the new church was under construction, parish masses were celebrated in the school gym. With a vaulted painted ceiling, cherry wood furnishings, a marble altar, and an altar rail, the new church blends tradition with modernity. The church is fully wheelchair accessible and includes a narthex. Margaret Kelly, a parishioner for 11 years, said that the antique stained glass windows are her favorite aspect of the church. Crafted in Munich, Germany in 1890, the windows were moved from a closed church in Philadelphia and installed at St. Ambrose. The rose window features an image of Mary holding the child Jesus, surrounded by petals of stained glass. "The colors are amazing and it's beautiful. And to stop and think that they were made over 130 years ago, it's just incredible that they're here today," Kelly said. The windows aren't the only historical elements in the church. Father George Lewitt, a Franciscan friar who grew up in the parish and now lives in Nazareth, received permission to obtain stones from various holy sites in Israel, including Bethlehem, Nazareth, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. He gifted these stones to St. Ambrose, and they are now embedded in the floor along the main aisle. "So when you walk down the aisle from entering the church to the altar, you are literally walking through the life of Christ," Father Fisher said. "Every visit to St. Ambrose will be a pilgrimage." Monsignor Carlo Facendini, rector of the Basilica of St. Ambrose in Milan, also gifted the parish a first-class relic of St. Ambrose and a brick from his tomb, dubbed the cornerstone of our new church by Father Fisher. In the weeks following the dedication mass, the parish will place the relic and brick behind a stained glass window in the narthex. Carla Yaglu, parish business manager, has been a parishioner since 1996. While seeing the old church come down was difficult, she said, "As I see the whole process in the beautiful church that we have, it was well worth it."